Welcome to
Blog
the Heavenly
Talk
Father's
Radio.
Hello again. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And again, we are sons of light. We are Hebrew Israelites. We minister to the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes consist of African Americans, Latino Americans, and Native Americans. We try to minister to our nation every Sunday around 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we have also several different ministries that we do. We have a food pantry ministry, which is the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry Ministry. We also have my brother Yaquab Ben Israel has a video ministry that he does on Tuesday. And I believe it's 6 o'clock Pacific time. Also, he does a blog talk radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays. And also my brother Adir Bay Israel, he does his video show on Saturdays. Saturday evenings. We also have a book binding, a book binder where you can, my brother writes several different books and you can purchase his books. You can find a lot of this up at the upper room Israelite.com, and that's U P P E R R O O M I S R A E L I T E.com. Also, What we do is it's called POW Talk. We do POW Talk on Saturday evenings, Eastern Time, 8 o'clock, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and then 5:30 Pacific Pacific Time. So you can catch all the ministries at the upperroomisraelite.com. Now, being though all that said, today, the title of our day, the title that we're talking about today is called, What Have You Stored Up? What have you stored up? And the reason I say that, because I look at the current events, what's taking place. We got a lot of things taking place all the time, every day, every week. But what I notice I'm starting to see now is the current situation with the new strand of coronavirus. This new strand, they call it, if I'm not mistaken, they have the South African strand, and then they have also the Euro strand, which comes straight from Europe. And this strand is, they saying, is worse than the regular strand from the coronavirus. In other words, this strand mutates. From what I understand, to it can blind you. These strands could actually blind you. And it seems to me the Heavenly Father is, you know, turning things up another notch, because as they coming out with more of these vaccines and vaccinations, which is not working, you know, and we're seeing a lot of people actually dying from the vaccinations. I just found out Hank Aaron, the baseball player, the other nations want to use him as, I guess, a poster child of taking the vaccination. Now, I heard he took his vaccination 16 days before he passed away, I think it was the other day. Yes, Hank Aaron passed away. But first he had took the coronavirus. He took the vaccination. And they wanted to use him as, you know, a poster child for our nation to take these vaccinations. But as we see what happened, 16 days later, no more Hank Aaron. So, I mean, it's just a lot of things that's taking place. But the main focus is this. As I go back to our title, what have we stored up? Because, see, we can get so busy caught up in what's taking place in the world, but yet Messiah told us to store up. And the question is, are we doing that? See, we playing musical chairs. This is how I view it. You know, when you was a kid, you know, you would get eight kids and they'll put seven chairs and they'll play them the music. And they'll pull a chair. But see, we're playing musical chair with the divine Heavenly Father, and we can't win that. You're going to lose it every time because the Heavenly Father is pulling the chairs. But not only is he pulling the chairs, but he's pulling people out of this life, out of this reality, letting us know that if you continue to play this game and not store up for yourself what Messiah told us, you can lose your life, you see? And that's what's taking place right now, brother. Our nation is losing our life because we're following the other nations. And we're not thinking about storing up. See, we can get caught up in all these things, but forget what Messiah told us to do. And that brings me to the scripture, Matthew 6:19-21. Now, listen what Messiah says. You think alike, brother. You see? Yep, listen to this. Matthew's, it's funny. Now, my brother just said he had the scripture pulled up, but I beat him to it. Okay. It says that Matthew 6:19-21, lay not up for yourself.
Before my brother read that, I'm gonna let y'all know this. He's about to break down the difference between the storing up in the physical reality and the spiritual reality. So he's about to break that down now.
Right. So at Matthew 6:19-21, it says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where your treasures is, there will your heart be also. You see? Now, Messiah told us to store up what? Not on the earth, but in the heavens. So how do you store up in the heavens? Now, it's easy to store things on this earth. You know, we can try to make careers for ourselves. We can, you know, invest in buildings and invest in, you know, all sort of things. But that's where moth, all of that stuff fades away and go away. It dies off. That's why the scripture helps us to appreciate Messiah was telling us, store up in the kingdom of heaven where no moth and rust will corrupt. You see, in other words, like we're doing now, ministering to our nation is a way of storing up. Now, there's many different ways of storing up. We have in the upperroom.com, we have many ways where we store up, where we post different things, we feed each other. That's storing up too. You know, to post and to upbuild your brother, to esteem your brother better than you, that's storing up. Many different ways to store up. But one way that definitely that we know is by ministering to our nation and what we're doing now, you see. So, brother, that's something that our nation need to really focus on. You know, we need to focus our energy on the divine heavenly forefather and Messiah by storing up, not by busy following after the world like they just had the big inauguration and they singing and they dancing and they looking for Biden to help them to get these bad vaccinations that's going to kill us. And we focusing all our attention on the wrong thing. We're not listening to what Messiah was telling us to do, which is store up, brother.
And you're exactly right, brother, because now the breakdown he giving you, it is true. That's the storing up in the physical reality. You know, most of the world, they want to store up things of the physical nature. But if you go down a little further in the verse, it's specifically, now that's the overstanding for the lost, that's the commandment, brother, or the healing grail. We're going to talk about specifically light, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's why if you go down to the next verse, it say, if thy eye, the eye of the body is light, It says if the eye of the body is I'm paraphrasing, is of light, the whole body will be of light. That's talking to light, brother. So that's what we talk about, the spiritual storing up, which is the mysteries. The only way we can store up is also in the physical reality, the way my brother said, charity and things of that nature. But also for us in the spiritual realm, we must understand the mysteries. You know what I'm saying? We got to get the light in the eye, the seat of our soul, to store up in that respect too. Now, when we talk about the mysteries, that's when we talk about the Nag Hammadi, the Sutta picker for books, to get that wisdom and knowledge to store up in that respect, because that's why Messiah, which many don't know, is why he came back, to give the mysteries unto light, brother. And that's what we're doing right now, storing up. Now, that's the deep mystery of storing up for light, brother.
You're right, brother. And to piggyback off what you're saying, see, light, brother, we know to store up. You see, the world may not know, well, don't know to store up. You see, they don't store up, you know, or they store up on the world. Exactly what Messiah said not to do. That's exactly what they do. But light, brethren, know that we have to know these mysteries. We have to continue to study. We have to continue to give our energy, time, minds, everything to Messiah, the divine heavenly forefather. And that's why at Matthew 4:19, what did Messiah say at Matthew 4:19? What he would do for us once we start storing up. Let me read that. At Matthew 4:19, Messiah said, come, follow me. Messiah said, and I will make you fishers of men. You see? Light, brother, he's going to make us fishers of men. Because, see, we, Messiah is trying to help us to appreciate that we need to be starting a ministry here. We need to be fishing for men. And that's why, you know, we have several different ministries. You know, we have, matter of fact, yesterday we had our POW Talk, you know, ministry at the POW Talk. You can join us in that POW Talk. And we minister to, yeah, we minister to the nation. We minister to each other. You see, these, we follow the pattern that Messiah and the divine heavenly forefather want us to follow. We don't do our own thing, but we do as they tell us to do. And that's how we become successful. And that's how we have something to store up for, you know.
And I'm going to just throw this in there real fast, what my brother was saying. Now, if light, brother, now this, I'm talking about specifically for light, brother. Now, if you don't store up and let that light of your eye, you know what I'm saying, which is the third eye, be lit, then all you are is full of darkness, you know what I'm saying, and you're trying to store up in the world. So like my brother said, if you're not trying to do this charity and this ministry and seek the ministries and gather the sisters and brothers of the light, then you are full of darkness. So that's what he's saying.
Right. And that's why he said you keep the eye single. And when you keep the eye single, the light will come. You see, you will have the light. The light is when you're doing what you're supposed to do as far as storing up. You see, it's like a chain reaction. Multiple things will start happening. You see?
Right. And it's also telling you, too, that you only can serve one master. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he's talking about as far as the light. When he can serve one.
Right, brother. Right. And I want to address our audience because we do have a number you can call in. And the number is 845-241-9966. If there's anybody out here can hear us and could understand what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call. And any questions you may have, we should be able to answer with the Divine Heavenly Father and the Shekinah. You know, give us a call and we'll do our best to answer any question that you may have. Now, getting back to what have we stored up? You see, a lot of times, brother, you know, we can get caught up in this world real fast. You know, we have jobs, we have different projects that we do during the course of the week or the day. And yet we can really get our nation, we can really get caught up in doing certain things like that. But like brethren in our nation, we know that it is something that we must do. He said, this is a must-do thing. You know, this is something that, you know, we just do occasionally or something that we might just think about and then we just do it. No, this is a part of our life. This is what Messiah want us to do. You know, he want us to minister to our nation. He want us to minister to each other. You see, this is a work that's a privilege that's given to us, given to like brethren to do, and we gladly love to do it. You see, it's something that is implanted in us to even do. Like when we read the keys, it speaks always about being in our DNA and RNA. This was put in us to do these things. The divine heavenly Father and Messiah put it in us. So we're going to do it. It's not like we're going to do it, especially if you're a light brother, you see.
And he's exactly right. You know, even like one of the world's most wisest men was Solomon. And like the brother said, even Solomon didn't store up in these arrays and garments and flashy things of the world, you know what I'm saying, because he was a man of wisdom, you know what I'm saying? So the eternal Father tells him the same. Don't worry about these things of the world. Worry about the garment that's within. You know what I'm saying? That will give you the garment that you really need. You know what I'm saying? The righteous garment. Like I said, like the brother said, when you obtain that righteous garment, you will have all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you need.
You're right. And again, brother, I wanna piggyback off that just to show you. See, Messiah is, we try to follow in Messiah's footsteps. Now, look what Messiah did. Look where he did and where he went. Now, I want you to, if you have your King James Version Bibles, I want you to look at Luke 4, 14 through 16. Again, Luke 4, 14 to 16. And it says, and Messiah returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And a report about him went out through all the surrounding countries, and he taught in the synagogues, being glorified by all. You see, Messiah just didn't take what he know and kept it to himself. He went to Galilee. He went to different places. He taught in different synagogues. You see, he didn't keep all that knowledge and power and things that he knew. He taught these mysteries. He put them out there. You see what I'm saying? And that's what we ought to do. And we do the same. Now, you know, we may not be able to go to different countries, but now with the technology we have, they can come to our blog, to the blog talk radio show, and see what we're talking about. And it gets out to all different parts of the world. We have Facebook. We have different things that we can use that will get out, you see. But the key thing is we're not sitting on it, or we're not holding it. We're not burying the talent that Messiah has given us. We want to, as my brother said, give Messiah interest on his money, return interest. You see, that's what the world used, you know, return interest. Well, the same with Messiah. He want return on his interest, and we are the ones that is bringing that interest when we minister to our nation.
Now, I'm going to go on the keys of Enoch. And like my brother saying, that's our job to minister to the nations, bring a return for what has been given unto you. I'm in the keys of Enoch on page 547, verse 22, and it say, in the days that the eternal Heavenly Father summoned you, see, you are called to be a minister unto the nations. Testify to the nations of the earth, so that the wisdom of the earth may be broken. Look at that. See, that's talking about the wisdom of the world in the archons. And its three-dimensional consciousness reign no more with your spirit. It say, you who behold the wisdom of the eternal Father are the guides and the stepping stones for the whole earth. Look at that. Look at that. See what I'm saying? So this is the importance of what my brother is saying about storing up, because of who you are and, most importantly, who called you. See what I'm saying?
You're right, brother. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that scripture, because it showed that, you know, when you mentioned the archons, see, we're going to have resistance. It's not something that is just going to, you know, even though we minister, that it's just going to be easy. No, it's always resistance. And I want to show you something. I want you to, if you can, turn your Bibles to Matthew 8:28-33, and just to show you, even Messiah had resistance and things he, you know, had to do, you know. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to read it so you can see what I'm, even he went through things. So of course we're going to go through different things, but that don't stop us from ministering. Okay, if you can, turn your Bibles or King James Version of the Bibles at Matthew 8:28-31. And I'm going to read this kind of quick because it's a little lengthy. It says, when he was come to the other side into the country of Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tomb exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, he cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Messiah, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them in the herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us and go away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, go. And when they went, and when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep places into the sea, and they perished into the water. And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what had befallen to the possessed of the devils. Okay, getting back to what my point is from this is, see, although Messiah was ministering, he came across opposition, you see, and we also will come across opposition.
Tell them what those archon experiences were that went in those swine.
Right. See, those archon experiences, archon spirits that went into those swine, see, they knew. One thing, they knew who Messiah was. They knew they know the scriptures. See, that's why they said, was it our time? It's not our time yet. You see, they knew.
What you doing here so early? Is it time for us to go back?
They knew. You see? So that's why they said, well, just throw us in the swine. Throw us in the swine. And look, yeah, they went in the swine and they fell off the cliff and went in the water. You see? But see, Messiah had opposition, you know, but he knew how to deal with it, you know, and he teaches us how to deal with it. You see, we know the mysteries, and knowing the mysteries, matter of fact, Messiah tell you not to, I'm paraphrasing, it says don't worry about what to say, because he's going to help you say it. He's going to help you say it, and I'm paraphrasing now. But he did have opposition. Everything wasn't peaches and cream, and we know it's not going to be peaches and cream, but the thing is, to store up, to minister, not to hold on to it. And look, and that's the thing Messiah showing up. He never just sat in one place. He went to various places. No matter what was the opposition, he dealt with it, and we ought to do the same, brother.
Right. And that's a blessed word, brother, because basically Messiah, well, that's what he do. He's showing the examples of what light brethren, but also the commoners, were supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? He's showing you how to make that light in your eye light the whole body. You know what I'm saying? Now, my brother brought a very good point. So that's why the scriptures tell us to follow the righteous, the upright ones. I'm going to go back in the Keys of Enoch in page 547, and I'm going to read here. It say, wherever you speak, like my brother said, whenever you speak, the Holy Shekinah tell you what to say. It said, wherever you speak, rejoice with the children of righteousness and the light, for the children have won over the paths of the earth. It said, there they are the children who manifest the gifts, like Messiah, that he cast them into pigs, of the Spirit, sent forth from the eternal Heavenly Father jewels which have been placed upon the forehead of the children of light. Look at that. See, those are gifts that my brother talking about. How do you think Messiah was able to cast those spirits out and then into the pigs? Because that's the gifts that's going to be bestowed upon the chosen children. The example Messiah showed us right there when he cast those pigs. People don't see that power right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother trying to tell you. Store up so you can receive those gifts to continue the ministry and the manifestation of the will and the work of the eternal Heavenly Father.
See, brother, piggyback off what you said. See, that's amazing. See, like brother, no, we're going to be given. As a matter of fact, the scriptures say the power that is coming upon this earth, the Heavenly Father has never gave before. So this is the type of power that divine Heavenly Father is going to give, like brother, to deal with certain entities and deal with certain people. The Heavenly Father has never gave. Now, when you think about that, now, hold on. Let's back up a little bit. Let's back up. Now, Messiah was on this planet. We know Messiah walked on water. We know Messiah turned water to wine.
He used low level.
Right. So, you mean to tell me that the divine Heavenly Father is going to give us such powers where we can control the elements? And come on. You see, this is what I'm talking about as far as, you know, the things that the divine Heavenly Father Messiah is going to do for light, brother. You know, and not only that, I want to take us to a scripture, right? And we at John 14:21. Go ahead, brother.
He says something, please don't read that, because I want to emphasize what Rodolph just said, how Messiah showed us his power.
Right.
Now, I want to emphasize, Messiah, he was an example not just to the commoners, you know what I'm saying, or to just the regular Israelites. He was an example to light brethren too. So everything he did was an example to all people, no matter wherever your level of consciousness was at. He was an example to you. So I just wanted to bring that out, to piggyback on what my brother just said.
Right, brother. And see, we follow in Messiah's footsteps.
Right.
You see, everything Messiah go through, we're going to go through. Everything pattern that is laid out for us. Messiah already won the victory for life, brother. You know, if we have an advantage, really. We have a great advantage. Messiah did it for us already. All we doing is try to follow in his footsteps as much as we can. You see, because it was already laid out for us. Divine Heavenly Father willed it for Messiah to do this. For light, brother. So all we're doing is following in Messiah's footsteps. And on that too, I want to go to a scripture at John 14:21. Now listen what this says at John 14:21. If you have your King James Version Bibles, it reads this: He that has my commandments and keepeth them, it is the love. That loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And that's what he's talking about to light brothers. You see, because we love the divine Heavenly Father, and he loves us. We love Messiah. But the way we show we love him is by us storing up, by us ministering, by us. You see, I can say I love you all day, right? But in order for me, Messiah says, faith without works is dead and works without faith is dead. So I have to do something to show that I love Messiah and show that I love the divine Heavenly Father. And by ministering to our nation, we show it. You see?
Mm-hmm. So what my brother's saying is this real fast. Now, he basically saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, my brother saying right here is he distinguishing two laws,
right,
that is supposed to be kept by the law, statute, and commandment, and the laws of light brethren.
Right. And that's why I said, I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. Right. Because Messiah, like he teaches us these mysteries. You see, that's how he manifests himself. He teaches us. He shows us. And
that's according to our law.
Right. That's according to light, brother-in-law. You know, sometimes we have to differentiate between light brother's laws and laws that's in commandment laws, because they under a different law. Definitely. You know, to get technical here,
two whole different sets of laws.
Yes. One binds you and one free you. You see, that's what I mean when I say we under two sets of laws. So anyway, right, make that clear. Let's get that clear. But again, I want to address our audience. Again, you know, if there's anybody out here can recollect what we're talking about and have the umption to give us a call, please give us a call. All lines are open. Our number is 845-241-9966. Yeah, brother, and getting back to what we were talking about, you see, it is very important that we overstand that as far as ministering, as far as, you know, what have we stored up, it plays a very vital role in our lives today. Being though we see all that's happening, all that's taking place, this is something that you can't forget to do, because it's going to come a time where you cannot store up no more. Now, when it come that time, and Messiah say, well, what have you done? What have you stored up? Did you store up? Now, you mean to tell me you're going to go to Messiah empty-handed? You got a problem then. You see, you got a real problem then. So you know, it's just something that it can be easily forgotten if not practiced. In other words, if not practiced, it can be easily forgotten. But light brothers, we don't forget it, because it's implanted in us, in our minds, in our hearts also to minister. And again, too, I want to take you to another scripture at Luke 12:48. And at Luke 12:48, it reads this: but the one who does not know and does the things deserving punishment will be beaten with a few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with, much more will be asked. In other words, light brethren has a responsibility. You see, we have a responsibility. Now, as it says, you know, everyone who has been given, much will be demanded. In other words, the more things that is given from the divine heavenly Father and Messiah give us, more that we should be doing. You know, he's given us the opportunity to do certain things. So he wants more from us. You see, he definitely wants more, because like we said, it's like a return of interest. So we got to do certain things to continue to be able to get more from them, because we got to make sure that we can handle what's given to us to do. You see what I'm saying, brother? So, you know, it's something that, you know, that is expected for light brothers. The more that we, the divine heavenly Father gives us, the more is demanded for us to give. The way we can give is giving our energy and time to putting into the ministry, doing blog show, radio talks like this. This is one way that we, and as we do this well, Heavenly Father give us more. Messiah give us more different assignments, you know, to do.
Right. And my brother's exactly right. one thing, like he's saying, we do ministry, but he give each of us different types of things to do for his ministry. You know, sometimes he has some people feed the homeless, you know, because you in the position to be able to provide that service to the children of Israel. Some people get gifts to be an educator, to educated with scriptures and knowledge and know how to discern them. You know, some people have the gift to provide homes or transportation or clothing, you know what I'm saying, or finances. You know, it's different gifts the Eternal Father to give people that they may have to do ministry. So just because you see one person doing one thing, be like, man, he doing it, so I ain't got to do it. You know, that might not be the type of ministry the Eternal Father wants you to do. So that's what my brother trying to say. So don't be discouraged by if you're not a person that can do videos. You might not be able to have internet at your house. But it's another minute. You can go out and take $25, go to the dollar store and buy toothpaste and toothbrushes and odorant, those little old dollar things, and hand them out. Look at that. Those homeless people need the odorant and socks and toothpaste and bare aspirin or something. You know, it's all type of ministries that you can do to help the chosen children. And you'd be far surprised by how far it's going to go into the heavens. Like the Eternal Father told the homeless lady, she gave her last nickel or coin, you know what I'm saying? And the rich man gave, say, about $5,000. And he said the old lady gave more than all of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because she gave her last. So don't be worried about you not giving what another person giving for us, what they had for us to give to the charity. You know what I'm saying? So just whatever you can do, let it be done from the heart and pray that Eternal Father bless you to do it free willed and of the spirit.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You see, we have to do what we can do best as far as ministry. Like, everybody is in different levels as far as ministry. Like, you might not have the opportunity to get to do a blog show, radio talk, but you might have an opportunity to go out and feed the homeless. Like you said, you may have the opportunity to go out and help Israel, our nation, in a different way. You know, ministering is just not, you know, okay, like what we're doing now. Minister could be giving, you know, it can be several different ways that we can use to help esteem our nation. Taking care of a sick person, right. Taking care of even your son and daughter or your grandparents. You see what I'm saying? If you're doing it in the name of the Divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, I believe they take that into notice. They take that into an account. Good deeds. Good deeds are never forgotten, you see. And that's one way to show that, okay, Divine Heavenly Father, I might not be able to do to minister to people this way, but I'm going to minister that way. You know, I'm going to help our nation in the best way that I can. I'm going to be the best light that I can be, you see. And that's what ministering about. It's not just about, you know, what we're doing now. I mean, that's a part of it, but that's not the only way you can minister. You know, it's several different ways, brother, that we can minister to each other.
It goes back to like my brother said, what have you stored up? And that's what he means by storing up. These things he's speaking of, that's what he's saying. What have you stored up? We don't know the value or the face value of the storing up that we have done, but we're doing our best through the Eternal Heavenly Father and through the Holy Spirit and Messiah, you know what I'm saying? Well, Messiah and the Holy Spirit to store up the best that we are allowed to do.
You're right. Now, see, I want to read a scripture, and it's going to show you exactly what we're actually talking about. And let's go to Ephesians 4:11-13. Again, that's Ephesians 4:11-13. And it reads this: and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for their works of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Messiah, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of the Heavenly Forefather, unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the statures of the fullness of Messiah. You see, we all wasn't given the same gifts. We were all given different gifts, different talents. You see, but it all works in harmony for the best all through Messiah. You see, all through the divine Heavenly Father. We may have, although we may have different gifts and different titles and different this, but it all stems from Messiah and the divine Heavenly Father. And that, and as it says at the end, unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the statutes of the fullness of Messiah, because we all working towards the same goal, especially like brothers. We in our nation, we're working on the same goal. Although we do things different, although we have different titles, although we have different talents, but it's all in the name of the divine Heavenly Father and Messiah. You see what I'm saying, brother? So.
And that's definitely a solid word and a solid understanding of what have you stored up. You know what I'm saying? He gave you clarity on what a steward of the word need to do. Now, if you're a steward of the word and you just riding there reading the Bible, keeping all these things to yourself, you're in trouble, because you need to give that stuff. That stuff not giving you to keep it to yourself. It's given to you to give to others, to help the body, you know what I'm saying, to manifest these gifts unto the rest of the children of the nation, you know what I'm saying, so we all can be edified in whatever aspect the Spirit guides you and needs you to do,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother's saying. What have you stored up?
Right. And that's the main focus of our title, is because, see, like I said, it's going to come a time. It's going to come a time where you cannot store up. It's going to come a time where it stops. You know, it's a time for everything, you see. And that time is near. And this is why we asking you, what have you stored up? Because once that time stops, there's no more storing up. You cannot store up anything else.
Don't the Nag Hammadi say, you only can store up in the physical body? Don't think you're going to get restored to my, yeah, I'm ready to store up.
Right. Or you're going to wait for the last minute and say, okay, let me start storing up. Like the divine Heavenly Father don't know that, oh, now you see what's coming. So now you're going to start storing up. Now, do you think he crazy? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And, you know, you got people. We got people that do that, that is going to try to wait for the last minute and see that the divine Heavenly Father Messiah is about to bring this system to a tragic halt. And now you want to run out and do everything that you can to get some brownie points from the divine Heavenly Father. And it don't work like that. Do you think he crazy? So, right. He give you, and this is why we're talking about this now, because now is the time to store up. Now the divine Heavenly Father and Messiah has given us the opportunity and privilege to store up. You see, because like I said, from the affluence and events and the things that we're seeing, like brethren is about to leave this world. We're about to leave this planet. And once we leave, it ain't no more storing up. So we almost coming to the conclusion of our show for today. We really enjoyed, you know, ministering to our nation. So we want to give thanks to our divine Heavenly Forefather and give thanks to our King Messiah and give thanks to the Holy Shekinah, which is the Spirit that gives us the platform to speak upon these things that we speak upon. You know, all praise and blessings go to our divine Heavenly Father and Messiah, because they're the ones that allow us to have a platform to speak to our nation. And we love speaking to our nation. So, you know, any chance, every Sunday, if the divine, as long as the divine Heavenly Father give us this privilege, we'll do it. And hopefully, if it's the divine Heavenly Father will, we'll be back next week. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I want to add real fast, I pray that all our words and deeds and work or manifest not just this physical reality, but also the spiritual reality in worlds and all the multi-universes. This is the Dear Bay Yisrael. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom.